Truth Tales with Red Ruby Scarlet. Truth Tale 1. Nature and Culture in Early Childhood. Once upon a time there was a teeny tiny little early childhood education centre called Woodling Spring, nested in the bush. Its walls were made of air and the sky, and its floor was made from the deep green nettles of a pine tree that looked like elephant's legs. The chairs and tables were made of scrubby sandstones that happened to be close by, and the children played with cool dark dirt and grass and gnarly knobby sticks and the contextual cacophony of resident bugs, birds and insects, and occasionally an overnight animal poo. The educators documented children's learning on their iPads and computers, charged by solar power, and regularly SMSed the families with images, and they sent little Snapchats of their children at play in the latest app. The children learned how to capture their own learning using these various technologies, which were considered to be reflective of the culture of the families and their home-like environment. Some people thought it was simply a natural environment. Others thought it was a cultural construct made of natural materials. Others thought it was a nature-culture sculpture because they read page 11 of the Early Years Learning Framework and were exploring post-theories. Yet it was hard to find a single truth with which to describe this teeny tiny little early childhood education centre. Impassioned early childhood educators committed to best practice took their various stories of Woodling Spring to Facebook to let it face judge and jury in order to find the truth. Beyond reasonable doubt. The teeny tiny centre suddenly created a big fuss. The overwhelming love for Woodling Spring as a natural place for children to freely play and learn met an overwhelming indictment of regulation and risk. NQS! They caps locked loudly. The assessors will say there's no softball. And that sky is more than a metre high. In reply, the lovers of Woodling Spring EYLF'd their stance in this freedom versus risk dance. Let them be free to explore, and we love a puddle and a dirt floor. Keep that iPad off the floor. And all the while the fence sitters sat, contemplating the law and the lay of this wide-browed land, and how to find a workable space in the places they found themselves working, where sometimes outdoors was inside. And of course, there are such things as indoor plants and gardens across cultures, across the world, though it is this faux grassy knoll and the indoor sandpit in a land where space, grass and sand are aplenty outdoors. They're safe? For the body? For the mind? For the spirit? What is this natural or cultural safety to which we may cling? 'Tis a circumstance that is tricky to change with only an either-or option of what counted as good and bad or right and wrong. Instead, those fence-sitters were searching for what could be done to create opportunities in existing spaces where children could benefit from nature's gifts in pockets of pedagogy that enabled some risk despite their faux physical conundrum. This takes understanding and deep listening and discussion and time so that educators can articulate how and why. Changing times require a broad discussion that is open to the diversity of Australian contexts, given that they vary vastly. To tackle the issues when our colleagues have both the desire and the courage to nudge away at change that may enable new horizons for discussion and debate, and in doing so, create an ongoing culture of critical inquiry to generate an early childhood education that is dynamic, well thought out, and supported professionally, even when it's not the absolute truth we think it should be. Thinking through truth tales about nature and culture in early childhood. Which truth tales do you value and why? Remember, These truth tales are a collection of different points of view for thinking about and discussing with your colleagues. They are not a set of facts or rules. Nature is beneficial for children's learning and development. Nature is different in different cultures, places, and spaces. This impacts on children's learning and development. Not all nature is natural. Educators use technology to capture children's learning and developing in nature. Some children's centres have indoor, outdoor play spaces that are called natural. Some indoor, outdoor play spaces have artificial grass. Some indoor, outdoor play spaces have natural materials. Natural play spaces create measured risk that is critical to children's learning and development. Simulated places and spaces create measured risks that is critical to children's learning and development. Artificial grass is a natural material. Nature has its own memory and knowledge of culture. Next, you'll find some links below. Where possible, these links are Australian and based on Australian practice and research. They might help you nourish discussion of the points that I've just articulated above.